morning, and thank you for joining us at Grace Chapel out here in West Texas. Let us praise and worship the Lord.
I found a new way of living. I found a new life divine. I've got the fruit of the Spirit. I'm abiding, abiding in the vine. I'm abiding in the vine, abiding in the vine. Love, joy, health, peace, Jesus, live in mine. I've got prosperity, power, and victory, abiding, abiding in the vine. I found a new way of living. I found a new life divine. I've got the fruit of the Spirit. I'm abiding, abiding in the vine. I'm abiding in the vine, abiding in the vine. Love, joy, health, peace, Jesus, live in mine. I've got prosperity, power, and victory, abiding, abiding in the vine. At the cross, at the cross, where I first saw light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. For alas, indeed, did my Savior bleed, and did my Savior die? Oh, that He should devote such a sacred heart, such a wretch as I. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Oh, alas, indeed, did my Savior plead, and did my Savior die? Oh, that He should devote such a sacred heart, such a wretch as I. Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad, and give all the glory unto Him. Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad, and give all glory
Lord, we just come before You this day as we do hopefully every day in our lives. And Lord, we just ask You to open our hearts and open our minds to let us receive Your word, Lord, to let Your word have meaning to each and every one of us. Let us hear it, Lord. Bring it to us so that we may learn to follow You and do Your work. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And I believe this morning that Karen's going to come up and give us a little bit of the Lord's Word.
Good morning. You know those last two songs we sang? Alleluia, for the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. I was thinking about that as we were singing it. He reigns. And he should reign in our hearts every single day. He is everything we should look to. When junk comes against us, we just turn to him. Put off that garbage. That garbage stinks. It's our flesh. And if everybody didn't hear Steve's message this morning, I recommend you go back and listen to it. It really was a good message, and I received a lot from that. And the last song we sang was Praise the Name of Jesus. We have to praise him every day, no matter how we feel. Doesn't matter how we feel. It matters that he died for us on that cross. He gave it all for us. And I know that in my personal life, things come against me every single minute, and I have to put it off. And that fight that Steve was talking about is a real fight. And I'm not a fighter, but by gosh, I'm going to fight that fight. I don't care what comes against me. I don't care. And after I listened to Steve, the Lord gave me a verse to read from Romans, a couple of verses that popped into my head, so I will read them. It's Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 35 through 37. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Now, that first word in verse 35 says who? That's talking about a person. That's not talking about a thing. It's talking about us. We separate ourselves from the love of Christ. We do that. Our flesh does that daily, multiple times. Tries to separate us from the love of Christ. And that is where the fight is. It's in our mind to put that off. And that tribulation and all that other stuff that it mentions here, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword, we have to look to Jesus first, and he takes care of the other stuff. We look to him, and he takes care of it all. And 36, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. And he's talking about here those who choose him are killed all the day long, accounted as sheep for the slaughter. In a way, Steve was talking about his family not receiving the Lord. I've been through that. I know that many of us, maybe all of us, have gone through some element of our family walking away from us when we choose the Lord. And that's part of what that fight is for Timothy, like Timothy had. The charge from Paul to do, to be a soldier. And being a soldier isn't in my nature, but doesn't have to be. The Lord can do, I can do all things through the Lord, which strengtheneth me. I can do all things. He says it in his word, and I believe it. So that's kind of what came to me on that, and it says, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. We are more than conquerors. Does that mean we're failing? No, we are not failing. We're conquering, and we need to keep that sight of the Lord, our eyes on him.
You know, you may not be a soldier that carries a gun, but even the nurses were in the military.
Amen.
You can be a healer.
Amen. Thank you, Davey. So, you know, we need to keep up that fight. It's a fight, and if we walk away from it, if we allow that flesh to come to us and take over us, even for one day, it takes a lot to fight to get that off. We have to make sure that we fight against that junk and garbage that is not the truth and believe God, who is the truth. And I'm glad that we're doing faith in the men's Bible study the last couple of weeks, because it's been a real good thing for me to hear. And also, go back and listen to the men's Bible study for Tuesday if you haven't done that. That is a really good Bible study. I mean, they all are, but that was, for me, that was a great one. And so receive that love and power and the sound mind that Jesus gives us. He says it in his word that he gives it to us. And why would we not want to receive that? I know I want to. We have to choose it, and it's a choice. And I know we hear about this every day. It is a choice, but it's the truth. It is a choice, and it takes action on our part. I guess I am finished.
Lift Jesus higher. Lift him higher than he's ever been before. Lift him up, praise his name, all ye people. Lift him higher than he's ever been before. Give me all with my lamp, keep me burning, burning, burning. Give me all with my lamp, I pray. Give me all with my lamp, keep me burning, burning, burning. Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Give me all in my lamp, keep me burning, burning, burning. Give me all in my lamp, I pray. Give me all in my lamp, keep me burning, burning, burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings.
You know that last song, Give Me Oil? That's fuel. And what contributing factor do we have to that fuel and to prolong it but faith? I'd like to turn over real quick to Matthew 17, starting at 14. And I'm just going to run through this kind of quick to make a point. And when they were come to the multitude, they came to him, a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic, sore vexed, for oftentimes he falleth into the fire and often into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered them and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, "Why could not we cast him out?" And Jesus said unto them, "Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall be removed, and nothing shall be impossible unto you." Faith. A lot of churches say that that grain of mustard seed is real tiny and that's all the faith you need. That's a lie. That is a lie straight out of the pit of hell. The kind of faith you need is the faith of the perseverance of that mustard seed. When that mustard seed is germinated and in the ground and starts to grow, no matter what is on top of that mustard seed, it will continue to grow because it knows there is light up above. It might take it years to break through that surface, but it keeps going. It does not quit. That is the kind of faith that we have to have so that we can do the things that the Lord wants us to do. I know I have times when my own doubt gets in my own way, and I have to turn around and pray and ask the Lord to return to me that faith that I put in other things. You cannot put your faith in people. It won't do you any good. They might do something nice for you, but it will never help you as far as your walk in the Lord. You have to put your faith and all of your faith. And if you don't have all your faith, pray for it, for the Lord to bring it back to you. You've got to have that faith so that you can do the work that the Lord is calling you to do. You know, in Ephesians it tells us about putting on the whole armor of God. I'm just going to go to one of the pieces of the armor, which is in Ephesians 6, 16. And it says, "Above all, taking the shield of faith wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked." Notice it says above all, and it can quench the fiery darts that Satan sends against you in this world. Faith. Faith. If you do not have faith, then you have very little to work on. You will not have the strength to stand against these things. The world loves to throw tons of things at you every day. TV. The radio, billboards, all the junk mail that comes in, all kinds of things to make you look better, sound better, feel better. There's only one you have to turn to receive all of that. Now, for some of us, the looks part may not be possible. I'm not the prettiest person walking around here. But when you have your faith in line and you're working in accordance to Jesus Christ's word and you're doing his work, the only thing that is seen by Satan and that is seen by God the Father is Jesus' righteousness, that beauty covering you. And it doesn't matter how you look. Because to them, you look pure. I believe it was Stephen when he was standing before the Sanhedrin and the Pharisees. They say his face shined as an angel when he spoke to them. You should look it up. But his face shined like an angel's. He had faith. He believed in Jesus Christ. He believed on Jesus Christ. They did many great and wondrous works. They could not have done those works without that faith. The Lord loves us. He's willing to take all of that that we have given away if we will just but ask him to return it to us. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Isn't it a great thing that we can turn to Jesus Christ and request that, and he would grant it to you? That you could have the faith. That you could move a mountain. Is it possible? Yes. But you have to want it. And you have to ask him to return it to you. You need that strength. You need that trust. You need to love the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. Jesus loves you. Jesus does not want you to fail. Stand strong. And like Karen said, Steve had a beautiful message this morning. And I pray that all of you will go back and listen to it. Amen.
Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. From heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross, I dare to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. You came from heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross, I dare to pay. From the cross to the grave. your name on high.
Good morning. Good morning to all of you that are out there listening. And those that are here, good afternoon to those that are listening, to some of you. Or even good evening. In other words, hello. You know, some thoughts were going through my head, bouncing around in there. There was a king in Israel whose pride was great. And he showed the world all the great things that they had, all the gold. And the enemy came in and stole the gold, stole all the gold shields from the soldiers in the temple. And rather than getting on his face and asking God to forgive him, he made shields of brass. The Bible was talking about the shield of faith that quenches the fiery darts of the devil. What quenches fire? Water. The baptism that you received in water was not a baptism of repentance. That's brass. It was a baptism into the body of Christ. That's gold. See, as long as you are seeking repentance and your faith is based upon whether you feel you're forgiven or not, you'll operate with shields of brass, which will not quench the fiery darts of the devil. They will continually come against you. But if you have the shield of gold, which is the water of that baptism into the body of Christ, then you can stand firm in the grace of God and know that all your sins are forgiven and know that you, being in the body, have the very of God. Then you will have that faith as a grain of mustard seed. To have that faith is to reject the world. You have to reject the world. Over here in 2 Timothy chapter 2, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. You can only do that when you are standing in your faith in the body of Christ. You can't do that standing in the world. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Some of you have known me a long time. And you've seen my actions. You've seen how I work. You've seen how I operate. And you've seen the power of God through me. And you that have been here a long time should be able to go forth and find those who will be faithful and teach them also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Now Steve went through this. I'm not going to try to improve upon what he did this morning. He did a very good job. The Lord was with him. But you know, sometimes the hardness that you have to endure is yourself. It's not just the hardness that comes against you from others. It's yourself. It's your pride. It's your selfishness. It's your flesh wanting its own way, to do its own thing. It's judging others with an unrighteous judgment, a judgment according to the flesh, and not a judgment according to God. It's seeing someone do something that you don't approve of or you don't think is right, and your flesh wells up and you resent that person or you hate that thing. And how do you know that's happening? How do you know? Sometimes you know because the body will tell you. Sometimes you'll know because the body will show that weakness. You'll get weak. You get feverish. You get faint. You get dizzy. You get sick. And there's no physical reason for it. Now, I'm not here to tell you that every time somebody gets sick, that's what it's talking about. I'm talking about when there is no physical reason. Your body is suffering from your own pride and your own judgment. But if you rebuke that pride, you rebuke that judgment, and stand firm as a soldier of Christ, believing His word, taking the shield of faith, which is of gold, and not the shield of brass. The shield of gold is God's righteousness. The shield of brass is your own righteousness. Take that shield of brass, and you can defeat that enemy and be well. Amen. I'm done.
Strong power, the righteous running to Him.
arm of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous run into it, they are saved.
There is power.
power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Cheryl, we have a request from somebody on the internet.
Okay.
Can you do Jesus, Lover of My Soul?
Yes.
Jesus, lover of my soul, Jesus, I will never let you go. Taking me from the miry clay, you set my feet upon the rock, and now I know I love you, I need you. My world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. Jesus, lover of my soul, you set my feet upon the rock. Now I know I love you, I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. I love you, I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. Jesus, Jesus, I will never let you go. Taking me from the miry clay, you set my feet upon the rock, and now I know. Jesus, lover of my soul, Jesus, I will never let you go. Taking me from the miry clay, you set my feet upon the rock, now I know.
Praise the Lord. Dear Lord, we just thank you. We love you, Lord. We praise you for giving us a chance to be with you, to be in heaven with you, Lord, to join you, to be your soldiers on this earth. And we thank you, Lord, for walking with us each and every day. We love you, Lord Jesus. Amen.